Ever stop to think about how a company decides, between using debt or equity, that mix, its capital structure? Have you considered how it can seriously change its value, maybe even its fundamental cost of doing business? Today, we're really diving deep into a fascinating bit of corporate finance, the M&M propositions, but specifically with corporate taxes included.
Yeah, absolutely. And our mission here for you is to unpack how these really foundational theories show something quite surprising. It's that because interest payments on debt are tax deductible, they create this valuable interest tax shield.
An interest tax shield. Oh.
Exactly. And this shield can boost a firm's value and, importantly, lower its weighted average cost of capital, the WACC. Think of this as maybe a shortcut to really getting a core concept in finance.
Okay, let's kick things off right there then. The interest tax shield. You said it's valuable. It sounds a bit technical, maybe. But what is it really?
That's a great starting point.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty straightforward when you break it down. It's simply the tax savings a company gets because the interest it pays on its debt can be deducted from its taxable income.
Ah, okay. So the government is kind of giving a tax break for borrowing.
Precisely. Our sources mentioned the calculation is simple too. It's just the interest payment times the corporate tax rate. It's a direct financial benefit, a tangible advantage.
Right. So if debt gives this tax advantage, how does that connect directly to making the company itself worth more? That brings us to M&M Proposition I with taxes, doesn't it?
Exactly. Proposition I makes that direct link. It basically says that the value of a levered firm, that's V dollars, one with debt and equity, is equal to the value of an unlevered firm, VUler, all equity, plus the present value of that interest tax shield.
So villa nuller plus tax PV of the tax shield.
That's the idea. So as the amount of debt, dollars, goes up, and assuming a corporate tax rate, TTAD dollars, that present value of the tax shield, TC times D, increases, which means the firm's value increases pretty much linearly with debt. It's a strong incentive.
Okay, that makes sense, but it almost sounds too simple. Like, if more debt always increases value, is there no downside? What about the shareholders, the equity holders? What does M&M Proposition 2 with taxes tell us about the cost side, like the cost of equity?
Right, that's the crucial balancing act in Proposition 2.
Yeah.
While the overall firm value increases, the cost of the equity component, TREELers, also goes up as the firm takes on more debt.
Why is that?
Well, more debt generally means more financial risk. The
Right.
company has fixed interest payments it has to make. So equity holders perceive this increased risk, and they demand a higher return on their investment to compensate for it. You often see this tied to the debt-to-equity ratio, DETR.
Okay, so value up, but cost of equity also up. How does that shake out for the overall cost of financing for the company? What happens to the weighted average cost of capital, the WACC?
Yeah, this is where it gets really interesting. Even though the cost of equity is rising, the overall WACC, which blends the cost of debt and equity, actually decreases.
It decreases. How?
Because that interest tax shield we talked about is working on the debt portion. Debt is cheaper because of the tax break, and even though equity gets more expensive, the tax advantage of debt is powerful enough that it pulls the average cost down. The benefit of the shield outweighs the rising cost of equity, up to a point.
So putting it all together, the theoretical conclusion from M&M with taxes seems, well, pretty extreme. Maximize value by using 100% debt.
Theoretically, yes. That's the logical endpoint if you only consider the tax shield effect in this simplified model. But as you might guess, and as our sources point out, that's often called an illogical conclusion for the real world.
Why illogical?
Because this model intentionally simplifies things. It ignores other real-world costs that come with very high debt levels, things like financial distress costs, bankruptcy risk, agency costs, factors that make 100% debt incredibly risky and impractical for most firms.
Right. Okay. So it gives us the direction of the incentive, but not the full picture.
Exactly. It provides a powerful baseline for understanding why debt can be attractive, but it's not the whole story.
Okay. So wrapping this up, we've seen how the M&M propositions, once you factor in corporate taxes, show that debt can, at least theoretically, increase a company's value, and it can lower its overall cost of capital, the WACC, mainly because of that interest tax shield. It's clearly a key lever in finance.
Absolutely. So here's something for you to think about. If these foundational theories point towards maximizing value with 100% debt due to the tax shield,
Yeah.
what do you think are the main real-world factors that stop companies from actually doing that? What other pressures or costs, not explicitly in this model, come into play?